take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. You can also join us on Skype. Username there for you, lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us in whatever way is best for you. With you tonight, it's Ian.
The wise janitor, Jenny Reed.
And Mark.
And again, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. Of course, the TSA has been in the news recently, and we haven't mentioned it yet, but apparently the TSA has decided to allow knives on planes.
Little teeny tiny knives.
Well, but they're knives still, and you know, wasn't the original September 11th hijacking supposedly the work of box cutters?
Yes, but box cutters aren't allowed.
Right, so box cutters not allowed, but knives with blades that are larger than box cutters. I mean, most box cutting blades aren't that large that I've ever seen.
No, a box cutting blade can extend to, if it's brand new, you know, 4.5 inches.
Is that right?
Yeah, because you can, like, retract it and get all the way out. Now, what you're thinking about is sort of your standard industrial blade that you get for, like, a tool in a tool belt or
it
something.
That has single-edge blades in it.
Yeah, and
you can have some of them that snap off, you know, that are segmented, sort of.
Right.
And you can push them up and snap them off.
Those are the disposable kind.
They're still disposable, yeah. This story sounds unbelievable, though. I can't believe they're allowing knives.
I'm shocked by it, too. It's a Reuters story, so, you know, major news organization reporting this. But, you know, the ones that snap off, you wouldn't want to extend those very far because then they'd get really flimsy and really weak, and they really wouldn't be good for anything.
It's just intended to threaten people, and all you need to do is cut somebody's jugular.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're on a plane, it's not like you can get them to the hospital.
But you can do that with a 2-inch blade, too.
You can.
And that's what they're saying here. The TSA said Tuesday last week that travelers can soon bring small pocket knives on board airplanes for the first time since the September 11th attacks, sparking outrage from flight attendants who said the decision would endanger passengers and crew. They said that effective April 25th, it will allow knives with blades that are 2.36 inches or less in length and less than 1/2 inch wide. Other items that will be allowed on board again as part of a passenger's carry-on luggage include billiard cues, ski poles, hockey sticks, and lacrosse sticks. Items that have been prohibited, like razors.
Did they think somebody was going to take over an airplane with a hockey stick?
Or a lacrosse stick.
I mean, isn't that the one with the net on the end?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What?
The items that have been prohibited, like razors, box cutters, or knives with a fixed blade.
Let me ask you this. Can you bring a cane on a plane?
Doesn't say here.
If you could bring a cane on a plane, and I can't imagine you can't.
Yeah.
But you can't bring a hockey stick. I just don't understand.
Well, on the 25th, you'll be able to bring your hockey sticks back. Now, this is confusing to me. It says here, items that have been prohibited, like razors, box cutters, or knives with a fixed blade, are still not allowed on board. Now, what does that mean? Like a knife with a fixed blade versus a 2.36-inch pocket knife. Is a fixed blade knife one of those things that you can't put it into itself? I don't know if I should say that you're holding anything right now, Mark.
A fixed blade knife is a knife that does not fold into itself. A buck knife, you push a button and it will fold into itself. A switchblade, if you push a button, it will fold out of itself.
Okay.
A
Swiss Army knife, it will be allowed, however. A knife that you would carry on a belt, for instance, just in a sheath. Like a sheathed knife would not be allowed.
A Bowie knife might be the best way to describe it. Every steak knife I've ever seen is a fixed blade knife. You know, the butcher knives are fixed blade knives.
So those will still not be allowed. TSA spokes bureaucrat David Castle Vetter said the decision was made to bring U.S. regulations more in line with International Civil Aviation Organization standards. It would also help provide a better experience for travelers. He says it's part of an overall risk-based security approach, which allows transportation security
officers to take more risk with your security.
To better focus on their efforts on finding higher threat items, such as explosives, he said. Now, this is really interesting. I think this development is, like Johnny Ray said, it's shocking, considering that it was a relatively small-bladed knife that was the alleged cause of the hijackings in the first place. I'm not saying I don't think people should be armed on planes. I think airlines should have the discretion to decide for themselves what their security policies are, and let's let the market decide what's an appropriate security policy. But it seems particularly ridiculous that the original reason for the September 11th attacks is now essentially legalized.
You know,
you can't bring a box cutter on, but you can bring a small, like a Swiss Army knife kind of blade.
I get where you're coming from, but I'd rather be able to keep my shoes on. Remember when they were tantalizing us with that about a year ago?
You might be able to keep your shoes on now if you're over like 65.
75.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're old enough, you can keep your shoes on, but, well, you know, I'd like to be able to keep my shoes on. They're sending me through some kind of machine that's supposed to be able to see through my clothes and stuff. Why the heck can't you keep your shoes on? If it can see through my, you know, sweater, why can't it see through my shoes?
Isn't this new policy basically an admission that this is all pointless? I mean, like, we're just going to allow knives on now. So that's their new policy?
No, this is, Ian, this is actually a step in the wrong direction.
What do you mean?
Well, as long as we allow passengers to carry ballpoint pens onto planes, then we're weaponizing them. You can kill somebody with a ballpoint pen, as we've seen in all of our favorite films.
I'm trying to think of a film. I know you're correct that that is featured in some films, but I'm not thinking of any of them.
The one that I think of most is Gross Point Blank.
Okay, not familiar. Heard it's good though.
Yeah, but you haven't heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I've not seen it.
Okay.
John Cusack plays an assassin, and it's a comedy, a dark comedy, and he kills a Middle Eastern guy at a high school reunion with a pen that somebody gave him. But yeah, we need to really lock the citizens down just a little more, and then we've got it. Then problem solved.
I say make them fly naked. I mean, let's let's go all the way. No, I mean, this seems like an admission. It seems like a real serious backing down on the part of the TSA, basically saying, yeah, we're not really concerned about these knives. We're only concerned about explosives. Were they not concerned about explosives before? Do we need to have the TSA and all of its apparatus and everything? How many explosives have they found anyway in the last 10 years with all their searches?
Well, none is the answer.
Yeah.
They've never caught a terrorist their entire time in existence.
Wasn't there a guy with a shoe bomb at one point?
Yeah, but he came from a foreign country, as I understand.
He was already on the plane.
He was subdued by the passengers.
Right. He made it on the plane.
At no point has the TSA actually caught themselves a terrorist. But I think that what it really says is that all that time that we weren't allowed to carry 2.5-inch knife blades onto the planes, that it wasn't a problem. You know, like,
yeah.
These are just arbitrary rules that will change when we please. And, you know, that bottle of water that we keep on taking from your butt, and so that you have to go and buy $4 bottles of water once you get past us? I don't care so much about your darn 2.5-inch blade knives. Yes, I carry a little pocket knife or whatever. I don't care. But I'd rather be able to keep my shoes on and my belt on. I understand why somebody who has one of those big, giant, ovular rodeo belt buckles. Have you ever seen these things?
Yes.
They look like a platter on which like a hog's head ought to be delivered. And, you know, I can see why you'd want to take that thing off because the computer, the little gizmo can't see underneath it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But every other belt that's out there, you couldn't put a knife of any size in anyway. So what's the big deal? Let people keep their belts, their shoes, and the water, and then it won't be such a big problem.
Of course, there's a theory that it's the principle, and that removing your shoes and taking off your belt are psychological tactics, that as long as we're complying with stuff like that, then we can carry knives if that'll keep us happy, because they know we're not really that great of a threat to each other.
Well, I think that this is absolutely true, and there's a story out, I think it's from the New York Times, where a TSA person is like telling all about what's going on behind the TSA and basically saying the same thing, that this is just theater.
It's from the newamerican.com. It is a TSA agent who used to work in Newark, and he is saying the TSA is a complete joke. We'll give you those details here in a little bit. But first, more on this story, because some people are upset. The flight attendants are very upset about this backing off on the TSA. And some customers are also a little concerned. And we'll look a little further and take your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Bring up what you want as well. Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months, or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 6th, 2013. Gold over this morning at $1577.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1617.11, $808.55 for a half ounce, or $404.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1617.11, $808.55, and $404.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you would like. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive on our bulletin board system. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. It is our forum, and like the rest of our site, it's totally free. So head over and enjoy at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. Mark, tell me about SACL.
SACL's a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle that for you. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
So we're talking about the TSA, and they're changing their policy regarding knives. A lot of people are pretty surprised about this. We're going to continue that discussion here in a moment because some of the folks, I guess, in the flight attendants union are pretty upset. But first, let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this. Check this out. You get an apartment, and you've got neighbors upstairs and downstairs, and neighbors to the left and the right. And in the wintertime, that's going to cut way down on your heating bill, right?
It sure does, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So, naturally, the town hall says, oh, no, we have restrictions on where you can have these apartment houses. Most of the town is zoned for single-family homes because, see, they don't want all these people moving in and then obeying the law, putting their kids in the government schools, and then that raises the school taxes. That's, so they use zoning restrictions as a sneaky way to try to reduce the school enrollments, but they also don't want all these working-class people in a neighborhood that's, you know, single-family homes. And
yeah.
What I'm getting at here is then the victims who have to pay all this outrageous money for a house and then the heating bill, they say, oh, isn't it good that we have the government to give us fuel assistance because we can't afford to pay the heating bill?
Mm.
Oh, what would we do without the government? Imagine what this does to people's self-esteem if they're brainwashed enough that they actually think that they depend on the government, when in truth that they would be just fine if they just get the government off their back.
It's true. It would be interesting to see what a given area, geographic area, would look like if they didn't have all these zoning restrictions. Now, of course, Houston is a place where, from what I understand, they don't have zoning. Now, there are some suburbs, apparently, that do, but the city of Houston, last I heard, and that was a few years ago that we researched it, they did not have it. So it's certainly possible to do, and Tom, thanks for the call tonight. That's something that frustrates me. I feel like there are a lot of people who would benefit from being able to live closer to one another. I know that here in Keene...
There are benefits. There are, you know, problems, too, but...
Well, let them deal with that. If they're
indeed
the ones that want to live close to somebody, then you'll have to deal with the problems. I mean, sharing a kitchen does have some issues and that sort of thing. But in a lot of places, I know that Keene's one of them, you know, they say that you can only have four unrelated people living together in the same house. So it doesn't matter what the size of the house is. As long as it's determined by the law to be a single-family unit, then you may only have four people living there. It doesn't matter if you've got 10 bedrooms or if you've got 2 bedrooms. Four is the max.
Does that mean that 4 married couples, up to 8 people, can live in one house? Is that what their claim is?
Ooh, I don't know if it's all... I don't know if they all have to be in one family. I'm not sure about that, Mark. You'd have to check your local ordinances to find out. But that stops a lot of people who could otherwise live together and save a decent amount of money and thereby have a kind of a higher living standard, be able to maybe buy more things that they enjoy because they don't have to spend as much money on filling an oil tank or, you know, paying an electric bill and things like that. They can divvy up those costs. And
even if
you
just
people.
Have different living units next to each other, as Tom was describing, that is less costly when it comes to both heat and cooling.
Yep.
You know, I mean, if you're in a situation where you've got an apartment, somebody's above you, below you, and to either side of you, and they're all running their air conditioners, you don't have to run your air conditioner quite as much, and then everybody just kind of, you know, helps everybody else out in that way.
All of us have a preference on this, I think. You know, some of us may not think about it at all, but I can think of some towns near Keene that are hive-like warrens that I don't particularly like, or I prefer Keene that's more spread out
mm-hmm.
to that. But to have legislation regarding how many people can choose to live how close to each other is no good. It's people's preferences will shake out to where, well, however much they value that, they'll choose a community like that. Their preferences on that vary widely, and communities would look very different.
Right. I mean, you may have the kind of the gated community where everybody's house looks the same, and there are very specific rules upon who can live in that house and where the cars can be parked and all that.
Or and to a greater extent, they would be that way because of the individual choices that the people made, not because of their city council.
Well, I mean, in a gated community, they have the neighborhood Nazis. You know, they've got their little neighborhood associations that where they get all these crazy rules and they put them together, and people consent to that stuff. So if that's the life you want to live, that's the neighborhood you want to live in, that's cool. And if you want to live far, far away from people and have none of those restrictions, that makes sense. Or if you want to live close to people and have none of those restrictions, I would also support that. But we have a one-size-fits-all policy where the people who are usually not the working man, the people who are running for political office usually have a fair amount of free time and you know, disposable income, because you need that stuff to be able to run for political office in most places.
It's rare that you've got the working individual running for office.
Yeah, even here in New Hampshire, where the state representative seat only gets you $100 a year salary, so therefore wouldn't necessarily attract the same kind of career politician that might be attracted in other states to a state representative position, it still is something that is really only available to people who don't work full-time.
Well, think about it. I mean, you have to campaign, and whatever right. that campaigning might look like, wherever you are...
Even if you didn't campaign during the election... If you get elected, and in New Hampshire it's totally possible to just put your name on a ballot, and if you're in the right party, you get elected. Some people have won that way. Then you've got this real time commitment of having to go to the state house multiple days every single week for, you know, a few months, the average person can't handle that kind of load.
I don't know if the average politician, I don't know what the average pay for the average elected position is. In New Hampshire, it's quite low. It's a volunteer position, but probably in the rest of the United States, there's... You know, my experience in Sarasota, Florida, everybody who gets elected basically has elected themselves a nice, sweet little paycheck.
Sure.
And, you know, in that circumstance, you have to be able to take off work to get the paycheck. Other people want that paycheck job, too. So you have to take off work to campaign for that period of time. I don't know who can take off 2 or 3 months to campaign. So, therefore, that means that it's somebody who can afford to do it. Most of the time, it's lawyers.
Yes, that's true. And I was actually out voting today here in Keene, and I got a little bit of jive from some of the guys that were standing out there with their umbrellas and their signs. Because normally I'll go out on voting day and I'll spend a day at the polls and, you know, greet people as they're coming in, hand out flyers, that kind of thing. I didn't go out today. I just did other things because I really am not wanting to put that much effort into this election. I'm running for school board, for those that don't know. And the
you
polls,
say you got some jive?
The polls are closed here at this moment in Keene, New Hampshire. If we hear anything by the end of the show, I'll certainly let you know. Don't expect to win. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves, and we'll come back here in moments. Your calls are welcome, but whatever you want. More on the TSA on the way. Free Talk Live.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want, do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. The mobile site is one of them, m.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there where you can get a quick access to our live streams and the podcast as well. Go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is approaching 14,000. 14,000 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire to join together with thousands of those 14,000 people, and to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. That's the plan, and it's already working with over 1,100 people here now, here already, as part of the Free State Project. It's been a long time coming. I mean, we've been working on this for over a decade now. This is a serious project that is not going away, much to the chagrin of the government, you know, the pro-state people, the people who wish to control others. Much to their dismay, more people will be showing up. People like the host of this show. Almost everyone that is on this show is a Free State Project participant. Johnny Ray, you moved from Asheville, North Carolina.
Right. First heard about the Free State Project, I believe, in 2001.
That's awesome. That's way back, way back. That was right when it got started.
Forgot about it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then remembered it again when I chanced to discover Free Talk Live on the internet.
How about that? Glad we could be a part of it. I found out about it, I'm not sure if it was as early as 2001, probably 2002, and I kind of had to get over the whole "it's cold up there" objection.
But well, when you found out about it before there was a state, though, that was picked.
Yes, I was able to vote in the initial vote.
I wanted to wait until the state was picked.
I see. I was a glass eater, as they were called, one who was willing to move to whichever state was chosen. They allowed people to opt out of certain states, like, you know, if somebody didn't want to go to Alaska.
I was rooting for Delaware. It was the farthest south of all the choices.
My dad used to do a trick at parties that he did maybe before I was born, but I certainly never saw it, where he would take a bite out of a wine glass.
Oh,
and
God.
Chew it up.
That's not real, right? I mean, it's like a fake glass.
No, it was real glass. He would take a bite out of a real wine glass.
No way.
No.
My mom told me about it. She said he was a fool.
Apparently he died. What did he do with it? He ate the glass?
He pretended to swallow it, and then he confided to me later that he actually spit it out in the bushes outside.
Wow. Far out. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. Go to freestateproject.org. Get signed up. You know, we're going to get to this 20,000 number here at some point, probably within the next couple of years. And then at that point, you've got a five-year window of time in which to make the move to New Hampshire and get active for more freedom. Hey, this thing works. Getting together with other people that love the ideas of liberty actually means that your activist projects can make an impact, that you could get elected, that things are moving forward for liberty here, unlike pretty much everywhere else. So, once again, freestateproject.org.
Free State Project is something that was an online sensation that translated into massive human action, massive results.
Sorry, I was just Googling eating a wine glass, and sure enough, here's some guy on YouTube eating a wine glass.
Don't try this at home, kids.
What did you say, Johnny Ray? I totally wasn't paying attention. I was distracted by this wine glass video.
I simply said that the Free State Project was an online sensation that translated into real human action.
It sure is. I mean, it's just getting started, too. Yep, he's eating a wine glass.
It's a bad idea.
FreeStateProject.org. It is real. And people are still uninformed on it, too, by the way. I mean, obviously, if you've been listening to Free Talk Live, you know what the Free State Project is all about. But not everybody in the Liberty Movement listens to Free Talk Live or has even heard of Free Talk Live. Even though, by the way, we did make the top 50 in Talkers Magazine's top 100 most influential, I believe they call it, the top 100 talk shows in America.
Yeah, now, I know you've mentioned this many times before, but it seems more in the neighborhood of we're on the top 100, Talkers top 100 most important. Now you've cracked the top 50.
Top 50. Yeah, last year we hit, in 2012, we were number 52. We had a big jump, too. I think we were like 70-something in 2011. And then in 2012, we went to 52. And now this year we moved up five more spaces to number 47. We're closing in on Phil Hendry, by the way.
I don't know what to say about closing in on Phil Hendry, but it's a big deal. I mean,
higher up than Dr. Laura now.
Well, Dr. Laura's not even on the radio anymore.
She's on satellite.
The fact that she can make it on the list at all is phenomenal.
Well, there's a number of satellite hosts on that list. I mean, Howard Stern's in the top 15, and Dr. Laura's on there, Opie and Anthony.
Actually, the term they use is 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America.
I think it used to be influential, but anyway,
it could be. And they... You know, I mean, they
talk radio show hosts.
That's
so this
true.
Is like a cult of personality thing. This is wonderful.
I wish they would just put Free Talk Live on there, but they do put Ian and Mark, and then it says Free Talk Live underneath.
I think
that. The
first year it was just you.
I don't think so.
Mark always gets second fiddle.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's fair. That's for sure. So anyway, we number 47 I think is really exciting, and
that's great
news. Nice to be in the top 50. And when you go and tell people this, for advertisers and that kind of thing, it sounds pretty darn good.
It is pretty darn good.
Ian and Mark. Ian on the upstroke, Mark on the downstroke.
And it's thanks. I don't know what that means. It's thanks to you, those who are listening to the show, and thanks. To you, the great radio stations that have taken the show over the years, because without all of our over 100 great stations plus XM, there'd be no way for us to get this far as, you know, bringing real principled ideas of liberty to the radio waves in dozens of markets all across the country. I wish there were other shows that were doing that, but there aren't. I mean, we're the only ones. You look down that whole 100 list, and you'll find some hosts that call themselves libertarian, but I question their cred.
Did you see Andy Dean came in, in the 80s?
Who?
The guy that you, called you crazy or something on the...
I'm kidding. I know who Andy Dean is, but I'm sure our audience really doesn't know who Andy Dean is. He's relatively new on the scene, so it makes sense that he would be fairly, you know, low on the list.
We're right up there with Mancow.
There you go.
Pretty big name. We're right behind Mike Huckabee. He's 46. We're 47.
He's also brand new as well, so I guess being new doesn't necessarily mean that you'll have a low position on the list.
Well, I mean,
but he's got the name recognition.
If you premiere from Cumulus Media with you know, dozens of radio stations in relatively major markets,
Mike Huckabee.
Yeah, you know? So he's got the big politician name, and he's got Cumulus behind him, which is the number two, I believe, largest media like radio company in the country. So this is a big player, and when you're dealing with a radio company like that, they have all these stations. So their syndication arm, if they add a show like Mike Huckabee, they can just pull the, you know, the switch on all those stations, and doesn't matter what the program director thinks. If the high-level senior VP of programming says, you will have Mike Huckabee, they will have Mike Huckabee.
Sure, the program director, if there is one, doesn't really make any decisions.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if the show's junk. And I don't know, I've never heard a show, but it doesn't matter how awful the show is. You know, in a big corporate kind of situation like that, they just have to take what they're given.
We beat out Herman Cain. He's a presidential candidate. That's another presidential candidate.
So there you go. Anyway, you can go to talkers.com if you'd like to see that. Maybe we'll link over to it on our Facebook page. Actually, you did that earlier today.
I did that earlier today.
So, yeah, if you go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page, that's facebook.freetalklive.com, you can scroll down a little bit and you can link over to that. But back to the TSA, there's some people that are pretty upset about this decision on their part to allow knives on airlines again after over a decade of them being prohibited. Knives under the length of 2.36 inches will be allowed.
It's like the guy pulled a knife out of his pocket and said, I wonder how long this is. It says it's 2.36 inches. Well, there you go. That's the one we'll make. It's 2.35 inches. Okay, we'll just make it right. 2.36.
Let's just add some more decimal points on there for fun. Because there's a huge difference between 0.3 and 0.4. 855, 453. The Flight Attendants Union Coalition, not just any union, but the Union Coalition, is upset. They represent nearly 90,000 flight attendants from carriers across the country, and they've got some words for the TSA. We'll share those here in moments. Also, we can take your thoughts at 855, 453. Whether on the TSA or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I've lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months. Or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight. 855-450-FREE. We got the TSA on the table for discussion, but you can take control and bring up whatever you would like with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right. So 855-450-FREE. Plus, you can join us on Skype. Username there to connect to LRN.FM. Just send us a contact request. You will be accepted, and then it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype from that point on. Once again, username there, LRN.FM. We'll get back to the TSA in moments here. Chris is on the line in New Hampshire. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'd like to call it the top of the Bitcoin market. I just bought my first two Bitcoins today, so it's all downhill.
Wow, that's great, man. The first two, why did you decide to get into this?
So I've been listening for... I've known about Bitcoins for a while before you guys were even talking about them, and I was pretty convinced they were a scam. Then I kept thinking they were a scam, and I got some... So I've been listening to you guys, and then it just seemed... I never thought of them from a liberty perspective from when the first time I heard of them. So now that I'm thinking of them, about them from a, you know, a separate from fiat money, you know, even though they're kind of based on a little bit nothing other than their usefulness. So that's what got me into them, basically, to actually buy them. So the to actually try.
The
so
persistence
not like I'm sticking my life savings in, but
the persistence of Bitcoins is definitely a perceived strength, or
it
gives it the perception of strength.
Yeah, they're not fly by night. They're not going away.
The fact that they've gone up and then down and then up and then down and up and down so many times in different ways, you know, different thresholds of up and down, just kind of says to me that, man, these things are resilient.
For sure.
People seem to want them. And as more and more people get into the marketplace, it seems like there's less and less likelihood they're going to, you know, go to zero.
Yeah, it seems like they met some levels of support this week. And the support, you know, was pretty strong around 30. So it's like people weren't going to let them get lower than 30. Like people saw a bargain there, you know. So, and then that, it seems like they did that again a few days later at an even higher price. So I don't know. I'm no expert on it, but I figured for the cost of not too much money, just to get into it, have some skin in that game. And then,
and that goes right along, Mark, with your advice to buy one Bitcoin. That's like buy one Bitcoin times two.
How did you go about getting them?
So I got them from a thing called Coinbase. I was going to go with what you guys did, but I actually have kind of a personal connection to the guy who started Coinbase. I'm actually not too happy with it. It seems like it's harder than it needs to be, even in Coinbase, to get the Bitcoins.
It's harder than needs to be anywhere to get bitcoins. I sincerely hope that as time goes by, it gets easier and easier.
I have to say, BitInstant's pretty easy to get your hands on bitcoins.
Yeah, but I mean,
but you do pay a fee for that.
Indeed, it is. I mean, it's easier than most. That's for sure. But you know, it'd be nice if you could just go and get them from friends or something like that, or down at the corner store, or
well,
that
there,
kind of
there
thing.
Is, there are websites that list people who are willing to sell bitcoins in any given area. There aren't very many of them around where we live, from what I've seen. But maybe we will be seeing bitcoins available at the corner store soon. I mean, we were at the Liberty Forum not too long ago, and they had the Bitcoin vending machine there.
The Bitcoin machine is what it's called, yeah.
Well, it vends bitcoins.
Yep.
But you go up to it with your smartphone with a QR code on it. It scans the QR code. You put money in the machine, and then you've got bitcoins. I mean, it's... I've never had an easier experience buying bitcoins than I did at the Bitcoin vending machine. All they really need to do is refine that thing a little bit and come up with a, you know, manufacturing plan for, you know, to make more than one of them, because obviously we were using a prototype, and then get them out there. I mean, I can think of a corner store that would be accepting of that right here in Keene.
Absolutely. It'd be really great to have. BitInstant.com is you know, one of the fastest, safest, and easiest ways to get bitcoins. But they got their DNS provider got hacked late last week. And
are they still down?
They've been up and down few times.
It's down
since,
right. Oh, wait. Yeah. Well, it's kind of down right now. An untrusted connection.
Okay, well, mine says it isn't loading at all, but anyway, maybe yours is different. And, you know, if your DNS provider gets hacked, then it could be called an untrusted connection, right?
Maybe so. Yeah, website unavailable. Once I got through that, it failed. That's too bad.
Yeah, and it'll probably be up in a few hours, as it was before when, you know, it's done this a few times. But and I suspect it has something to do with, you know, their having been hacked, their DNS provider having been hacked.
Well, my experience with Coinbase, I've used them once. Initially, when I set up my account, I bought one Bitcoin, and with Coinbase, you hook up your bank account to it, which is going to make some people leery, but I went for it, and because I don't know what would stop them from just deciding to say, let's take $10,000, or, you know, if I had that, you know, what stops the people that you give the bank account info? Just their honesty, right? Like, if they've got the...
Yeah, exactly, and these guys, well, it's that, and I think these guys are... they're backed. They were part of like a Y Combinator, so that
what's that?
There are some more investors. So Y Combinator is kind of a group of venture capitalists, more than where I think they were. It was a bit of a competition where they had to come up with, but so they're a little bit more. Plus I sort of know the guy. I know a guy who knows the guy.
All right.
who actually runs the thing. So
did you think we were going to know what a Y Combinator was?
I thought you might actually. You know what bitcoins were, right? So, and you use Coinbase. So, Y Combinator, it's kind of like a venture capitalist competition. And then it's like a breeding ground for little startup companies, and then they have to make their pitch after a certain time. And, you know, whoever wins gets the big money versus just the little money at the start.
Hey, if you know somebody there, then that's, you know, that's a level of credibility that the site has that it, you know, wouldn't have had otherwise for you. So that's good. You know, so my first experience was buying the one Bitcoin through Coinbase. That worked. But then last night there was a good dip in the price of Bitcoins because people were freaking out over this blockchain split thing. There was like a little error with something with the blockchain.
I hadn't heard about that.
So we can talk more about it in a moment here. But so the people were freaking out, and they were selling their bitcoins, and bitcoins went down to like $38 from $46.
I dispute that that number.
Okay, well, I saw a real drop in the price last night, Mark.
There was a real drop.
I was there watching it. And so I went over to Coinbase to try to buy a few of the bitcoins at that time, and there was like an error message saying that basically they had locked down sales. Due to they have like a 24-hour rolling window of time that if they sell more than a certain amount, they automatically start telling people no more. And they're saying they're hoping to lift that at some point in the future, but that prevented me from going buying the bitcoins at that time. And, of course, BitInstant was down, so I couldn't use them. So, you know, this is a growing marketplace, and there's going to be some growing pains, and I think that's basically what it is that we're experiencing right now.
Yeah, I don't know whether it was growing pains or just the whole security around it, but it seemed like I decided to actually buy some on Friday, and then by the time I got my account verified, and then I still don't actually think I have them. It's kind of funny. It says pending, and it said they would be delivered to me on Friday. So you know, so a week after I decided I could finally actually have the Bitcoin as some sort of, you know, some sort of account. But it seems like my price was locked in today, so...
Well, that's good news. You know, it can take a little while. I mean, we're still in the early phases of Bitcoin, and this is why I tell people I think that these things. You know, there's an article out what Max Kaiser, which is some kind of fella with some kind of name in the financial area, has predicted $1 million for each Bitcoin. So,
damn.
At this point. Yeah, I can see. I know why it's difficult to get these things, because if they do what we believe that they can do, they're going to be phenomenally expensive.
Chris, was there anything else you wanted
to
share?
Mark, actually, Mark, some of the stuff you say is hilarious. Like when you come up with a number like $1 million.
I didn't come up with a number. I quoted my source.
All right. I mean, but it's not maybe not necessarily you, but sometimes you'll come on and say something like, oh, if only Bitcoins were 3% of MoneyGram or something, or Western Union
right.
or something,
okay.
it would be worth X number, you know, but I don't know, it's just kind of
200 bucks. Look, I'm just doing the math. I'm not predicting anything. I'm saying if Bitcoins got 3% of Western Union's business, they would be worth $200 a piece. That means that nobody is holding Bitcoins as savings, which currently more than 75% of the people are. That's just the market cap of the business, of 3% of the business that Western Union does. It seems reasonable.
The number that the number I love most about Bitcoin is 21 million. And so making some assumptions here, if Bitcoin were to become the dominant currency of the world and you had one of them and there's only ever going to be 21 million of them, your wealth is indexed to the prosperity of the human race, which is going to rise.
Hmm.
And
yeah, like
and that fast.
It's assuming that there's going to be a dominant form of currency. There may very well be. If in a world where fiat currency is destroyed by commodity-based currencies, there likely will be many of them, or at least several of them, Bitcoins being one of them, maybe gold and silver and things like that.
Right now, Bitcoin's the only currency that can move easily internationally, and that's a huge plus. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. You can move gold and silver, but you got to pay shipping. And when given the choice between gold and silver versus Bitcoin to pay somebody who's living more than a mile away from you or a few miles away, people are going to choose Bitcoin. More coming up.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum Vibe, it's here 25 degrees. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.